Okay. Okay, we will start where we left off.
Okay. I have some information to the last question.
All right.
Okay. The trust fund, cash fund, is basically about $150,000 to $175,000 in balance right now. Part of it has been spent because the mentoring grant is put into that fund, and so expenditures for mentoring activities then go out from the trust fund. So that just explains that. And then also, when we purchase items for client supply that we give to clients or sell to clients, that has to be, those are purchased from the trust fund also. And also, I thought you might be interested to know the balance of the Catherine D. Robinson Fund is right at about $58,000. Then we also have a cash fund, which includes an additional about $40,000 for the new Project Independence for, no, Promoting Independent Living for Blind Omahans, PILBO, which is a new grant we have. That's in there, and then also the Business Enterprise Set Aside Cash Fund is about $40,000 also. Does that answer?
Now, what's that Omaha fund again?
It's called PILBO. That's another example of another really big thing that I neglected to mention. But the
Well, we talked about it at our last meeting.
Yeah,
so
that's true. A new grant from the Enrichment Foundation, a Family Foundation of Omaha, to primarily to purchase aids and equipment for older blind people in Omaha. PILBO.
Yeah, PILBO. I think that's a neat acronym.
Thank you. So it's in the works. I mean, that thing is happening. People, Omaha staff are distributing items of equipment to people from that.
Yeah, and I think at our last meeting it was just, you know, had just been approved.
Right.
Or was about to be or something like that. I can't remember for sure. Well, thank you. Did that answer your questions, Bob?
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
Anything else on the budget?
I don't have anything else.
Okay, if not, we'll move along to the website update.
Okay, we talked about that a little bit already. We already have some action items from that I've made note of. But another, I guess, aspect of it is it's a work in process. As people could, you know, if you find things that aren't quite working, let's, you know, get it going, get this worked on. With regard to the website report, I did send you just the 1 month of activity, and I was going to go ahead and send you the whole quarter, but I just didn't get to the point where I could go back in there and bring up the reports. But did you have thoughts about how you want, what you want us to do for the future?
I'm not altogether sure, but when I was looking at it, I thought, you know, the things that I tended to look at were what people went to look for.
Mm-hmm.
I found that really interesting. You know, how many hits there were about a specific kind of thing. It seemed to me, in just my quick overview of it, that a lot of people were information seeking rather than, you know, necessarily doing like searches having to do with jobs, but, you know, but you can't really tell altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like some of that kind of breakdown. I don't know that we really need to have the whole thing every time. Now, is this something that is is just out there for anybody to access through a link?
No.
Didn't think so.
Right. And also, I did get your response, Barbara, that you, to kind of go back to the link or whatever, didn't exactly work. It's sort of, I guess you'd say, internal data that's driven by the site itself, and
right.
Val and I have the passwords to go to the site to pull the information. It's not something then, you know, we could edit or anything like that, obviously. Yeah. And I suppose that's part of why it comes in the form that it comes. It's not something everybody can go to.
So what do you think, fellow commissioners? Do we want to receive, as far as connecting it to the to the minutes? I think there was a question raised about that. It seemed like we decided a while back to discontinue doing that. But what is your thought about receiving the report or doing whatever with it?
Well, I guess I don't mind receiving it. I don't know if it, you know, I guess if the public's interested, I guess it's not secret information. So, I mean, if it's not hard, if it's just easy to download, maybe just once a month, just put it part of the, or make it every quarter part of the minutes. Attach it to the, and if anybody wants it, then great. If not, then rather than try and do anything with it, just here it is. And
I would think that's doable.
Okay, so you're saying that you think we should put a quarterly one with the minutes.
Well, if we do anything with it at all, I mean, I you know, it's not, like I said, it's not secret information.
Well,
so
no, I was just thinking
if anybody's interested in it, I don't know anybody is. But since it exists, how much time does it take to access?
I think once we really get accustomed to how it works, it won't take any time at all. It's a link, and we had to figure out what we had. Oh, I know, I had to get a password assigned. There was some process to it this time, but it won't be difficult.
So is there a quarterly one, or would that be just stringing 3 months together?
It would be... they're separate links for the month. So, yeah, we would go to each link, each monthly link. I sent you 1 month.
Yeah.
And so I'd be pulling two more of those and either try to put it together or just leave it as each separate document.
I'd say the least amount of anybody touching it, the better. Just put out, you know, the 3 months.
Okay.
That way it's there. If anybody's interested, great. If it's not, as long as it's not a big amount of work for anybody, then.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
This is Val. So each month we just send it out, but it's not included with the minutes, or are you, because
the
opposite. Discontinued that. So are we starting
it
again?
Are we starting that again? That's what I was asking.
Yeah,
also.
Well, each month you can send it to the commissioners. And then, we'll just take the compilation of all the ones that have between meetings and just put them on the part of the minutes.
Or
put it on the website, or I mean, you know, whatever's easiest. And you know, again, I mean, it's all presupposing we should, you know, do anything with it, but somebody might be interested. And if it's not a lot of work, then whatever the fastest, easiest way to disseminate it, that's what I would say be good. I mean, is it when it's accessed, I mean, is it easy to just put it up on the web?
Well, that I don't know. What I did was I got the thing open, looked at a little bit of it myself, and then there's a choice to email it. And that's what I did, emailed it to you all. I'd have to...
Well, maybe just email it to the listserv. Isn't there some kind of listserv?
Yeah, there's a listserv. That could go to the listserv, and...
I don't know. Like I said, you know, maybe just the less the better. I mean, mm-hmm. just put it in the quarterly minutes, and there it is. And people want access that they can go to the commission meeting website and or link. And
okay, now here's an issue with, well, when we have our, what makes the minutes, that's digital. So this would be just a digital part. I would hate for somebody to start printing.
Wow,
printing
I mean,
it out.
Yeah,
that would be my only.
I mean, that thing is long.
Problem.
Even for 1 month.
How about this? Let Val and I learn more about how it works from the Nebraska.gov people. Perhaps there's ways we can capture, like some of that first information or
those charts and all of that.
Yeah, see if we can get what seemed to us to be some of the main parts of it that then could be, if we can do that and compile them into something shorter but in a timely manner, because I really appreciate what you're saying, Bob. You know, if in fact that's a doable thing, we haven't done that yet.
Yeah, but I mean, just whatever mm-hmm. the easiest, simplest way to just deal with it, since it's out there, you know, why not make it available if it's easy? If it's, mm-hmm. if it's hard, then we shouldn't. But if it's easy, then just make it accessible some way. And if it's hard, then, you know, maybe that email function seems pretty simple. You can just email it to the listserv, and that's sufficient.
Okay, if that's consensus, then, you know, at our next meeting when we sure. do the update, we can talk about whether that's mm-hmm. you know how that looks.
This is Val. So this month it will not be attached to the minutes, correct?
Right, because we're trying to still figure out
okay.
how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're studying the matter.
Mm. That's it.
Okay, is there anything else on that?
No. I think we've really covered everything on the website update earlier. Lots of new stuff on there. You've been getting information mm-hmm. of things being posted. And so.
Okay, the next item is Friends of the Commission update. And we did receive the minutes, and otherwise I don't know that there's anything else. Is there anything else to report that anyone knows of?
They're still working on trying to get a thing in place to have people make automatic donations. Mm-hmm. They have a system mm-hmm. that they've learned about and that they've looked at that will be a very good system. And but have they need a person to operate the transactions. Basically, it's a once a month function that has to be done by somebody. And so, finding a somebody that's willing to make that commitment has been the problem. So that's still being worked on. That's all I know.
Okay. Anything new on NIS, Nebraska Information System?
Nothing specifically that I'm aware of. We did have some meetings with folks to keep working on the various aspects that seem to be problematic. Carlos, or I think you might have sat in on some of that. Did you have any further information about NIST?
The last we knew was that we were testing the program and it was supposedly accessible, but not to the average blind person, and they were going to keep working on that and get somebody from Colorado to come and work on it, but I haven't heard any new information.
I know a lot of the sighted people up in the state hospital, they're just having a heck of a time with that. Fellow handled up for the Health Human Services, he said, boy, he said, that's a mess. He works with a lot. He said, just, it's no good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if they'll ever get it.
Right.
Down to where they want it. Yeah. I know they'll never get it where we want it.
Okay, well, thank you. Then the next item is the NFB Newsline update. I did ask Ryan Ozentoski to update our mission statement and job duties, which was done. I noticed that they were still in draft form there, so they're not now. Other than that, I don't know of any other news on that front. Has anything happened with the Kearney?
I would just add that I sent a letter to the contact person at the Kearney Hub, mm-hmm. and haven't heard anything back. And I looked at some correspondence this morning. I don't think there was any letter from there, and I know I haven't received any emails. I guess next step will be to call the gentleman and talk with him. I had hoped that our offer to, you know, pay the portion of the startups and make the commitment for the ongoing fee after that would, and with some suggestions for extra funding for the other part of the startup would get it moving. So it's a little concerning that we haven't heard anything back at all, but I'll try to contact him and see where the holdup is, or maybe he didn't get the letter. Sometimes things are, you know, we have to do follow-up. But anyway, we haven't heard anything back, but do still want to pursue that if they're still interested.
Okay. Okay, the next item is the status of Braille and accessibility of vending machines. It seems like there was something we talked about the response to Howard Simon's being done, and you had mentioned something about some new machines. Are those any more accessible than?
No, not particularly. They're just better in terms of maintenance types of things. But they still, you trade out, and it's a, I haven't seen it yet, but my understanding is that part of it won't be any better.
Okay. Well, and Bob, you had wanted to talk about, or you had said something about making a more definite thing, you know, to take off from the commending of vendors that we talked about at the last meeting.
I think some kind of letter of commendation from the commission board would be good. But again, you know, since we don't have any,
what's the mechanism?
We don't collect data, so it's all dependent upon us receiving information, data,
I did talk with Terry Harris after the last meeting about that recommendation, and his response was that basically this is just something that is put to the vendors as part of business that needs to be done on an ongoing basis, and that it's an expectation. And, you know, the staff are there to assist with if they need labels or other technical assistance to get it done. It's just part of the expectation, like keeping a machine full, mm-hmm. you know, keeping fresh milk in there and that sort of thing. And so
when he goes out to the sites, does he take note of what is and isn't Braille or accessible?
Yes.
And so if something is not, that could be, or other places. You know, the other thing is, you know, we, you know, I think we want to get away from, the whole idea of this is to get away from the stick and get more to the carrot.
Right.
That if you know, if other, I mean, I would hope that they are sharing information. If one vendor has come up with a technique, that he would share it. I mean, I would hope that that's happening, but maybe it's not. And so, you know, how that information gets shared, or, mm-hmm. or, you know, if Terry could facilitate the sharing of that information, if someone, some site has come up with something good, or
yeah.
a technique of brailing the machines, it's maybe keeps it on better, or, you know, whatever, that information gets shared. And
right. For example, at the last vendors meeting, we discussed the topic, and there was discussion around the differences in putting the, like on pop machines. Some of the machines work well to put the label right above the button. Others, you almost have to put it right on the button. So there was discussion about what worked best, and, you know, and it varies according to the machines too. But so, you know, that kind of discussion continues.
Yeah, I think the having it be an expectation is what we're really wanting to have happen, and I think it's good to commend people for doing a good job of whatever they're doing.
Well, some of this, you know, but, I mean, the pop machines, the stuff that's easy, you know, we would hope and been expecting for a long time that all that just be done. But you know, some of the more fancy things, you know, like to do a menu or, you know, something mm-hmm. beyond the, you know, the tougher machines, where, you know, they would have to be some extra effort, and you know, something, you know, if someone went did that, or I'd like to, you know, acknowledge them and commend them, because you know, we're looking for this instead of being eat your vegetables as something to, you know, that A, just part of the process, and then B, something they're always thinking about, and you know, anybody that's comes up with a new idea or a better mousetrap, then that's what I would like to commend.
Are you still, you're working on a letter to the vendors, well, specifically to Howard Simons, but to the vendors, is that right?
No, we did that.
You did that, okay.
What Bob has been talking about is some way of acknowledging or commending
right.
people who go above and beyond the general thing, but the, you know, my comment still is the only way for us to be able to do that would be to know about it.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, so. you do have information about the locations of the vending sites. Some of them are in buildings that the public can't get into, but others of you can. I mean, others of the sites are places that people could go, and if you're at near a federal building or a state office building or something, you certainly could go in and check it out, you know. Or my question about the letter is perhaps a letter that, I mean, you could write a letter to all of the vendors basically stating what you've just said, Bob, and what you said, Barbara, about this is business and encouraging people to share ideas with each other and that sort of thing.
Well, I just,
I feel,
you know,
like we've already
not just be the vending committee, but I think that should be, you know, Terry Harris has said it's expectation. Well,
right.
You know, that this last vending meeting they were talking about better ways of putting the Braille in. Okay, well, you know, how many vendors were at that meeting, and was the you know, the results of that conversation disseminated to the rest of the vendors, we just want to facilitate this whole conversation and process.
Right. They do all get the minutes. Not a lot of vendors attend the meetings, but they all get the minutes.
So, like, if they, you know, if better idea, if better techniques are being devised, or we want that information shared, and what's, you know, if Terry passes that information along to the other vendors, or if we hear about it, we could certainly send a letter. But we just want it to be the normal course of discourse.
I think it's not real likely that a lot of new great ideas of how to do it are going to come up. I mean, there was a lot of discussion in the early couple of years that we've discussed this, a lot of different ideas that were put forth, and some people have done some pieces of that. Others have found reasons that, you know, because of the way their setup is, that the various ideas wouldn't work. So, you know, but there was a lot of really creative thinking during those discussions. I don't know that there's going to be any new brainstorms, honestly, just because the machines are...
Well, yeah, there's a limit to...
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I mean, what has been... I mean, keeping the Braille on the machines is, I mean, that's a big
right.
item, and people have come a better way of securing the Braille. I mean, if some have found it, is that information getting passed along to everybody? And who would be the person to do that? I would think that the vending committee would be one, and Terry would be the other to disseminate that information. I just wanted, you know, there to be a formal process of getting good ideas out, you know, it's I think it's just basically just, you know, Terry goes out and visits the vending sites every year or month or however often he does it, then he would be a one carrier of the information to the different vendors. I just want to make sure that, you know, we're not missing an opportunity as, you know, a simple thing to pass the information around.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, I think it sounds like some of those ideas are maybe germinating or whatever, but we don't really have a specific mechanism other than, you know, keep everybody informed and be sure to network, which I think those are good things. And I think we do need to continue to encourage that to happen. But as far as if we were going to do anything in the area of specific commendation, we would need something to do that, you know, based upon. I think if any of us goes someplace where we think something is particularly well done, that, you know, that we could maybe suggest at our subsequent meeting that we recognize that. Other than that, I'm not really sure where to go with what you were talking about, Bob.
Well, I guess I mean it's we don't do independent fact finding, so we don't have. I guess I just wanted to get away from, you know, the adversarial, you know, slant and be as carrot-oriented as possible. And you know, we think this is important. We've expressed that over the years. And so we just want to, you know, but again, if it's expected and you know, maybe we're past the point of commending each person because it's just an expectation, and if, you know, if someone goes beyond the call of duty, then you know, so maybe it's just not something that we can have a formal process right now to commend people, but just want to, you know, let them know. I mean, the whole point was we don't want this issue to go away. I mean, it's out there, and we appreciate the vendors that do it and the vendors that are thinking of ways to do it. You know, we're appreciative, and we just want to get that out to them that when they do this, it's good and appreciated by the blind community. Mm-hmm. And maybe just a general letter to all the vendors is because it sounds like, you know, most of this has been implemented. Mm-hmm. That maybe we just send a letter from the board, you know, stating that you know, we appreciate their efforts and continued efforts, and hope they would share ideas and mm-hmm. and you know, we recognize that some machines are hard, and
I feel like we've done that.
Yeah, and that's what I really was that we were kind of more in the beginning of the process, you know, saying this is our expectation, and so it's maybe there's just nothing needs to be done further on it, but it just, we would hope that within the current system of the vendors or Terry, that they would, anybody that does come up with something, that it would get shared, and that was something that's, you know, want to make sure happens.
Okay.
So just, you know, memo to Terry and the vending committee, you know, make sure they do come up with something, that they're sharing the ideas.
If you do a memo, or you mean me or you?
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, I mean.
I mean, I certainly can, but if you're wanting to communicate something, I just would recommend you send it to Terry, copying me, but then asking him to share it with all the vendors.
Yeah.
Because he can get that word out to all the vendors.
I'm willing to do whatever we decide to do. I feel like we have done that. That's what I'm saying. I think to say that again, I would think if I were one of the merchants in the program, I'd say, okay, I've heard that already. You know?
Well, I don't think it's so much for the vendors. I think it's the, you know, how the information gets shared. And again, I'm not trying to create some new process. I mean, it seems like this should be just the part of the normal course of conversation within the vending community. Is, you know, it's an expectation that this be done, and hopefully they'd be sharing these ideas, and maybe they are, but they just want to, you know, make sure that they are, mm-hmm. so that people aren't reinventing the wheel or having to reinvent the wheel. Because they all have the same fundamental problems. How do you braille the machines? And if you do braille them, how do you keep the braille on the machines? And so hopefully they're, I don't know, I've just been to a vending committee meeting, and there's, you know, five or six people there, and the minutes are pretty vague. So I don't see that there's necessarily a lot of communication going around between all the vendors, that they would share that information. Maybe they do, but I would tend to doubt it. So I want to just make sure that they are sharing that information so that people have access to the best accessibility processes and procedures.
So is one of the things you might be saying to suggest that whatever meetings there are of vendors that Terry Harris be instructed to bring up any new information, or at least inquire if anyone has anything to share, whether or not it's on the agenda.
No, I just think as Terry goes around to the different sites, that the vendors that have better ways of doing it, I just want to make sure that he's passing that information along, that he considers that one of his, responsibilities or whatever.
Right. And that's going to work more effectively than at the meetings, because so few do attend. If he's observing things, he can then give that on to the next person he goes to
and inquire how they're doing it, and if they have, you know, some ideas or some glues or whatever, then he collects that information and passes it along.
Okay.
Because he's the one that does have contact with each of the sites and each of the vendors, so he can view firsthand what's, you know, how they're doing some of these things. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so if there is anything to report, then it would come up, you know, to us, that is, it would come up at when this item happens at our meeting.
Well, I don't know if it's anything to be reported. I think it's just something we would just want to make sure that as Terry makes his rounds, that be one of the things that he observes and passes on. So I think just, you know, it doesn't have to be a real formal process, just a basic instruction to Terry that as you're doing this, you know, do this also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do we need to have this item on our agenda next meeting? You know, we had decided to put it on as an ongoing topic. Do we want to continue to do that, or do we want to...
Well, it's if there's no new news, it's like...
We can just move along just like we do on the updates thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think by being there that it's just shows our continued interest in it.
I want to put something in, though. I mean, achieving full-time employment for people is an extremely important thing. That's an ongoing goal and an ongoing practice that we're working on. But it isn't a specific item of business. Or keeping machines fresh, if you want to stick with the vending program, keeping milk, cold milk, you know, non-expired foods in your machines. That isn't brought up every time, but that doesn't mean it's not paid attention to, and that focus isn't put on it. And, you know, I just want to throw that in.
Well, you know, I'm wondering if, you know, if we keep putting it on our list, you know, I think they're fully aware, and Terry is fully aware that. And, you know, he's stating that it's just part of the expectation. I'm wondering if we're, so to speak, you know, jabbing at him constantly, because it's constantly on our agenda, even though that, you know, we, you know, obviously are very interested in it and want it to happen. But if Terry understands and he's, you know, checking into all that, I don't know. I'm wondering if we're offending people by doing that.
Oh, I'm sure we are.
Yeah. I think part of the resentment that you've heard from folks is exactly that, Nancy. Not that they're opposed to doing it.
Yeah. And well,
I mean, there are some who are, but there are a lot who aren't. And that was what I was getting at, was that if we have completed what we set out to do, at least up to this point, I mean, obviously, when that focus topic comes around again for business enterprises, if the commission board is reconstructed, will, you know, continue to do that. I think it could be brought up then, and even should be, as part of that focus area. But I'm feeling like we have completed that cycle right now for getting what we can from saying that we commend people who are doing it, and we hope people will continue and all of that, but I think that it's...
Well, if it's true that every machine that's easily accessible or easily brailled is brailled, then I'd say amen, but is that true? Does anybody know with any certainty that that's true?
Nobody here has said every machine that is easily brailled can be brailled.
If it's expectation, and it's not being done, then...
Right. It's something that's ongoing, that's addressed, that's worked on, that, you know, and when I'm out on the road and stop at a rest stop, I check them out, and I did one cross-state trip earlier this spring and didn't find any braille, so brought it to the attention. I could actually see on the machine the thin, the shadow of a Diamond Tape label. So I knew the labels had been there, and in the winter, the cold, and especially even spring where you get cold, hot, cold, you know, changing temperatures, mm-hmm. they fall off. And so, you know, I brought it to the attention. They said, right, we know it. They fall off because of the way the weather's been. And then Terry brought it to their attention, asked again, does anybody need the machine, had the labels pre-made that could be given to people. So yeah, it's kind of an ongoing process, but that's not to say it's neither extreme that everybody ignores it nor that every single machine that can be marked is marked. It's kind of an ongoing thing in the middle.
Well, I guess I feel like that people are making the effort, and it, just as you stated, that this person had, he was aware, yes, you know, I'm, you know, I need to get those back on there. He's aware of it and wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, things like that happen. You know, in your own home, things like that happen. You mm-hmm. have things that need to be repaired, and sometimes they put on, mm-hmm. they put on the back shelf a little while until you have time to do that. I don't know. I want them to do that too, because I think it's very important, but I don't think we need it as a regular.
Well, if we keep nagging at them, they just dig their heels in and say, I've done all I can, I'm not going to do any more. And you can talk to them and send them letters. It's not going to do any good. Some people are just plain stubborn about things.
Okay, well, I think, you know, once again, we've gone over our a lot of time on the subject, so I guess, you know, for purposes of the next agenda, would you want me to include the item or not?
Well, that's before you could have it on, and if there's nothing new, just skip over it and keep on going.
I guess I'm for not having it on the agenda.
I am too.
Okay, I have one who says put it on, two who say don't.
Well, I mean, having it on the agenda the policy is what mm-hmm. I'm interested in, and we've been talking about this a long time, and I ad nauseum, and you know, it's something that's important, and if what Pearl said, Terry knows that it's been addressed to the vendors, that it's an expectation. And
so, yay or nay?
I would say, I mean, I'm an opinion to keep it on. I mean, I don't, but it's.
We keep quite a few things on the agenda that are not going where, like this. We have that on every time, and there's not always something to report.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean it's not going anywhere. I mean, people are working on this.
Yeah. I mean, there are
meetings.
Yeah.
If we had every topic, we have meetings about it.
That would not be good. That's part of what we do as far as, you know, prioritizing. So far we've said, okay, you know, leave these things on, take them off, and I'm just asking for direction as far as this particular item. And so
well, I mean, I agree we've done probably as much as we can do without, but
I changed my vote. Let's take it off. Leave it off for 3 or 4 months and bring it back, maybe.
Well, the next time the vending is a focus topic.
Right, as mm-hmm. Barb said, mm-hmm. that sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
I think that should definitely mm-hmm. be part of that
okay,
conversation.
Okay, so we have 3 to take it off and 1 to leave it on, so that says...
But I guess the main thing is, the whole thing is information. Mm-hmm. If Terry is compiling who is and who isn't, not that we need to get a report every month, but if he's compiles that, so when he does a vending report focus, he has that information, then...
He won't bring you information of who is
and
who
isn't.
Yeah,
I don't want a list of names.
No,
I just want a list of, you know, what the general, you know, state of affairs is. And if it's...
Next time there's a focus topic, it'll definitely be... part of the...
Yeah, so just have, you know...
Okay, so we're taking it off and we're moving on.
Yes.
So thank you, everybody. The next item is the client assistance program.
There were no cap complaints or issues this quarter.
Okay. So the next item is public comment.
Madam Chairman.
Okay. Your name, please?
Brad Lowe.
Thank you.
About the vending machines, you know, I made this comment before, but I think it's worth making again, and that is, to me, personally, a bigger issue on vending machines than labels is accessibility. I mean, that's all a fine thing for there to be a label to tell me there's M&Ms or a bag of peanuts or whatever, but if I can't get it out, what do I care? What difference does it make? I run into more and more vending machines that I can't get nothing out of. I mean, there's some kind of flat panel thing on there. Last time I was over at the state capitol in the vending machine area over there, which is run by Dave Sampson. Now, Dave's a guy who believes in labels, and he puts labels on stuff wherever he can, but like with the coffee machine, I can't get no coffee out of there. I know it's in there. I can't get none out, though, and he can't get it out. He's a vendor, and he can't get none out either. And so, to me, if I had to make a choice, I mean, I think labels is great, and I'm all for it. I'm certainly not opposed to labels. But if I had to make a choice between one and the other, I'd rather have something that's accessible and I just take potluck rather than something where I know it's in there but I can't get it out. So that's my comment on vending machines.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments from the public? I suppose in case somebody, you know, listens to our meetings who doesn't, I mean, you know, the person who's operating the thing can certainly use a key and get stuff out. So I think what you meant was you couldn't get it out the customary way.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Okay, my phone is going off. I'm setting a bad example. Okay. Okay, there being no further comments from the public, the next item is actually to take a break. Now, do we want to do another item since we took items before the other break, or how do you, what's your
Let's
pleasure?
Let's continue on.
Yeah.
As much as we can, let's
okay.
continue on.
You're consistent. That thing is not good.
It must be important.
Mm-hmm. Stop the madness. Okay. Okay. Our next item is new business, the state plan.
Okay. Did you all receive the draft attachments and the preprint and all of that? I guess I would just open it to any questions you might have or points that you think revisions need to be made. I will say, skipping ahead a little bit on the RSA monitoring this time, I felt like this last visit we really got some very concrete, valuable technical assistance in helping us to develop or really fine-tune the goals that we had in ways that will that really tie into efforts we're already doing that I talked about before, but that help really bring some things into focus in a way that is very positive. So so I thought that was very helpful. Do any of you have some specific areas? I tried to print this up before this morning, and I couldn't get it to print, so I don't have the whole thing in front of me.
Yeah, and although I thought I had it in here, I didn't. So I don't have it in front of me either.
I've got it. Okay, I've got it in my here we go. It's in my phone, so we can go through them if you like. Parts of the plan. I did, that's right, before the meeting when it wouldn't print, I pasted it into an email. So I do have that text if you'd like to discuss any parts of it.
What did RSA input help you do specifically?
Okay, the biggest thing had to do with the attachment that's the goals, goals and strategies for the VR services, and let's see, I'm trying to open it while I'm trying to talk. I can't shoot on and walk at the same time. But you know, we have really been working on the goals of increasing the number of people who, and the proportion of people who get full-time jobs, and the jobs that are that people get, to make sure they're good pay and benefits and upward mobility, things like that. So that's been in the works. What we really have now more is very measurable items, objectives, and strategies to work on. Okay, here it is. So our first goal in the state plan is increase the number and percentage of clients achieving full-time, parens 31-plus hours per week, so defining full-time, end parens, competitive employment outcomes. So increase the percentage and the number from 109 to 115 persons, and from 56.16% to 68.9%. Then the second, and stop me if at any point.
So mostly just give you some specific standards to incorporate into the goals.
Right. For one thing, it seems like a minor thing, but defining what full time is.
Right.
You know, just having that qualifying phrase in there helps to make it more clear to us, to staff members who might read this and think about it, to the supervisors and deputy directors and the leadership they give to the staff throughout, and also to the public to know this is what we're about, this is what our services are about. The second one is increase the ratio of average hourly earnings of clients who become employed compared to average earnings in the state to at least 0.70. The ratio.
Okay.
Increase the rehab rate for transition age clients from 29.2% to 35%. increase the quality assurance system, or improve the quality assurance system in some specific ways that we're setting about to do that.
Did it, and I guess kind of jumping ahead to the RSA meeting, but since we're kind of talking about it, maybe kill two birds with one stone. Did I wasn't able to attend any of the meetings with the RSA or the, I did a year ago on the conference call, mm-hmm. but I mean, I thought maybe a year ago they were a little more aloof, but when they came in here this time, were they more helpful or adversarial, or was there a...
It was very good, I thought. They really looked at our data. They talked with consumers. They talked with staff. The May visit, they did spent one full day basically doing a case service review where supervisors brought in files and went through the files with a service review tool that they brought for us to try out, and you know, basically going through to see any trends they can see or suggestions for helping, really helping counselors have a better handle on where they should be going with individual clients, and helping supervisors and the deputies to manage that whole process more efficiently. Carlos or Bob, if you have any, I guess Bob was gone. Carlos, anything else specific on that?
I think they were not just positive, but also helpful. They were giving us some technical assistance, some ideas. So they were very, very good in my view. I think one of the best visits from RSA than in my experience I had.
Right, I agree. And it's not just are they positive to us or negative to us and the consumers, but rather is it constructive? You know, are they giving constructive thoughts and ideas? So, yes, I think it's very good. Back to the state plan then. They have worked with us. Just recently I sent you the letter that we'll be getting in print that affirms that we did finally meet the parts of the state plan from the previous year that had still been under question. Mm-hmm. Actually had been resolved a while mm-hmm. back, but we hadn't gone through the official whole process of getting the approval. So that's finally done. But I think that they're just... at least this particular team, which we may not keep forever, but the team that we have presently are trying to work with us to get some of those things handled and done so we can move on to be working on the actual current state plan.
Is this team assigned by geography, or is this just the random team that showed up? Or?
It's assigned. It's not a random team that shows up. RSA is still understaffed by quite a bit, and so some of the people on the team, including Roseanne Ashby, our liaison, actually has a different job. She's head policy person up in RSA. So really doing this individual state work, eventually, it really is not under her job title anyway. So she's definitely just an interim liaison. It's not random. They have specific assignments, and they all have states that as a team they have to go to. They won't be here in person for another 3 years, I don't think. I think that's what it is. That the interaction, the ongoing work to help us fine-tune things will certainly continue. Back to the state plan itself, it is due July 1 to be submitted to RSA, and I do need approval from the board. Certainly if you want me to change any of the draft attachments, I'll be glad to do that.
I don't have any, I didn't, you know, bring it with me like I ordinarily would have, but I didn't have any comments or anything like that. It looked to me like, you know, comparing it to what the requirements looked like, of course, I remember falling into this potential trap before. It looked to me like what is there does correspond with what the expectations are. But like I said, last year I was somewhat surprised by their interpretation of what some of those things actually in fact meant. So I've become a little bit reluctant to say, yeah, that, you know, seems like it compares and everything to me. But I guess what our job is to say to the best of our ability that we believe that what's there is what ought to be, and I do believe that. So, I mean, I'm prepared to say that it seems like it's what it ought to be. I don't know, what do the rest of you think?
Is it okay if I just comment on that?
Sure.
Definitely, you know, it's RSA's job to tell us if we're complying, if there's something that's missed, and, you know, so that really isn't, I mean, I spend quite a bit of time going through those instructions, and there are parts of the instructions that actually do contradict themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know, you just have to, at some point I just said, okay, I'm going with it. And so, you know, what I need from you is that this plan is what you want us to have our sights set on. If there are pieces we're missing or things that we've interpreted incorrectly, that's actually fine. RSA will tell us. We'll work on changing and so on.
Well, I'd make a motion that we send as is or approve it as is.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the state plan as written. Is there further discussion? If not, Nancy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Daryl?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
It's unanimous. Okay, Val, that's a big sigh. Are you ready to start breaking?
No, I'm fine.
I don't want to ignore people's need to take a break. I mean, we can kind of get into just pushing on, but if somebody needs one, you know.
Val, would you like a break?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay, the next item is the state plan for independent living. SPIL, with one L missing. Kind of an odd acronym.
Mm-hmm. That I did email to the board. That plan is an interesting one. Bob talked a little bit about it earlier. It has to be written and agreed upon jointly by three entities, the Commission, Voc Rehab General Agency, and the statewide Independent Living Council, SILC. And if one part of that group doesn't like the plan, it can hold up all IL funds to the state. So it's a difficult process. They did submit a plan that both the SILC and RSA realized needs a lot of additional work, but they were encouraged to go ahead and just submit what they have, and that they will be working on fine-tuning it. Basically, there's nothing in it that we have any problem with, and so it's really just kind of there for you to read. It's not an action item, and the SILC meetings are public if anybody wants to take part in those, or you know, that would be a way to engage in the process of developing the SPIL.
Now, do they meet at a regular, on regular day and time, or?
Bob, is there a regular SILC meeting times?
Yes, they have to meet a minimum of four times a year. Not any specific day or anything like that, but usually it's on a Wednesday every 3 months. Sometimes the beginning of the month, sometimes toward the end. And sometimes it's contingent upon other things that are going on. For instance, they chose their last meeting time to coincide with RSA's visit to Nebraska. So they tend to move that around, but they minimum of four times a year.
Bob, when you get notice of each meeting, can you send that to the board?
I can.
Okay, let's do that. Feel free to share that with anyone else you think might go, or go yourself. What about minutes of those? Do they?
Yes. They always send those to me as part of any other material that they want people to review before the meeting.
Okay. Commissioners, would you like to receive those materials as well?
Yes, that would be
fine. So, Bob, would you just routinely send those? Thank you.
It'd be nice to get people there to let them know there are blind people in the state of Nebraska. They don't seem to realize that.
Yeah, no kidding. Bob?
I just want to take this opportunity once again, recognizing that there are three commissioners that will be rotating off the board. If you feel like you're kind of a cast adrift without any sense of purpose, you know, they will be. there will be vacancies on the statewide insurance. Mm-hmm.
Have to give that some thought.
With the same process, the governor's office.
No, those, it's not a governor appointed. You apply to be on the council, and then I think the council makes some recommendations, but then it has to be approved by the State Board of Education. Is that right?
Yes. It does, yeah.
So,
I would also like to say that Bill is someone you can ask about that, having been on the council. Bill was also chairman for a time, too.
Yes, I remember that. Even, you know, he was part of it when we first became a commission.
Mm-hmm. How big is the council?
Well, it's not as big as it once was when Bill was chairman. It's somewhat smaller in size. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit unwieldy before. Mm-hmm. I think there's somewhere between 12 and 15, something like that. Members.
Do they move that the meeting places around?
No, they
in the state?
Should, you know,
but they don't.
Be statewide, but they generally always they always meet here in Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They have an office down here.
Okay. Okay.
Pretty much it on that, unless you have other questions. I would suggest we have a break.
All right, so we will take a 10-minute break.
Thank you.
And that